Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Steve, it's interesting how so many people today want to live a long life. And, you know, who wants to pass away prematurely or at an early age? But I think our focus needs to be not necessarily on how long we live, but what did we do with the life that we live?
Yeah.
You know, what's the purpose of living 80, 90 years old, and you've done very little for God or for the kingdom, for your family? When people pass away, they only have two regrets. One is that I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And two, I wish I would have, you know, known God because I'm getting ready to see him. Those are huge regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about regrets is that you can absolutely avoid them today by taking the necessary steps and the necessary actions to move the pendulum, if you will, in a different direction and produce the fruit in your life that's going to be pleasing to you, but most importantly, to God.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to live here forever. And we want to bring your attention to a wonderful tribute that was just completed for Dr. Miles Monroe. But Steve, believe it or not, it's been close to a year now of his passing, of his homegoing, if you will. And they put an interesting tribute together with some highlights of some of the things that he has said over the years. He was really influential in my life. When I first gave my life to the Lord, I read his book, Understanding Your Potential, and began to open my eyes that, my goodness, I'm not an accident, but God loves me. He has a plan for
me. There's a purpose for your life.
He has a purpose. And God's used Dr. Miles Monroe all over the world, and his time was up. And we can learn a lot from his life, from his teaching, and from the rich deposit that he planted in so many. Watch this.
Invest in your knowledge. Don't just shout and shout hallelujah, but get information, because information brings transformation. The Apostle Paul says you are transformed not by the removing of your mind, but by what? Renew means to go back and get original information. Re means to go backward. And that's what we try to do. We're going to focus on how to secure your legacy. How to live beyond the grave. You become great by reproducing people greater than yourself. That's what legacy is about. It's really not about the leader. It's about the leaders.
God created everything and declares that he upholds everything that he created. God created everything, and he himself claims that he sustains everything.
No human being on earth, 7.1 billion of us, is a mistake. Not one of us is a mistake. We were sent here specifically to do something valuable. That means God had something that needed to be done that made you necessary. It's a tough question. The average human being does not know why they're on planet Earth. They wake up every morning, go into a job they hate, working with people they don't like, getting paid less than they're worth, and dying too young from frustration because they don't know why they exist.
One of the saddest things I discovered is that you need a tombstone. People who are successful don't need tombstones. The reason why we need tombstones is because we were so useless on earth that wherever they planted us, they have to mark the spot to remind us that you used to be here. I want to challenge you from this day forward, and I believe I was sent here from my country to tell you to live in such a way from this point on that you wouldn't need a tombstone.
This tragedy does not mark the end of life, the end of a vision, the end of a journey, nor the end of a purpose, but it marks the new beginning of an era of a new generation that will carry on the vision and the legacy of my father and my mother, and of each individual whose life was lost so unexpectedly. Let's not mourn their deaths, but let's celebrate their lives and find joy in knowing that although God may not explain himself, he will reveal himself.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Is that powerful?
Challenges you.
You understand that, my goodness, I wasn't an accident. I'm not supposed to be taking up space, but I'm supposed to leave this earth finishing mm-hmm. what God has called me and assigned me to do. And I cannot wait as we come back from this break to talk about living a life on purpose, not by accident, and making the most of every opportunity. Listen, time is short. We don't know what today holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But as long as we know the one that holds tomorrow, we're going to be okay. But if we know him, then we're communing with him, we're talking to him, and we're getting our assignments from him, and we're walking out what he has called us to do. Listen, at the end of the day, we want to have something to give him. We want to have a reward. We want to say we've finished the job. And we want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to talk about this. We want you to be encouraged, and we want you to get in the game of life. You know, Steve, one of the great tragedies that we see in life is not, you know, some things that stick out that are obvious to us. Some of the greatest tragedies that we see are so many of the missed mm-hmm. opportunities that are available to us. You know, how many of us in the West, in America, live such a privileged, you know, life compared to so many people around the world? Think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they say that the largest storage facilities are in America. That we have the most of them in the world. And our junk, our stuff that we put in storage, live in better living conditions than some people because we have mm-hmm. controlled climate for mm-hmm. our stuff. Think about that. What does that say? And why do we need to miss those opportunities? You know, so many are just going aimlessly through life, kind of just going through the motion. And we talked about on a previous program about habituation, just doing things that become habit to us. We don't know why we're doing what we're doing, but we arrive at a place in our life, not on purpose, not because we planned it, but we arrive to many places by accident. Mm-hmm. And the question is, you know, should that be? You know, should we get to a place by accident? You know, life is filled with tons of opportunities. God created opportunities for us to be able to flourish in, for us to move in. But so many are wasted. So many are dying on the vine, if you will. And the word opportunity is defined as a good position, a chance or a prospect as for advancement. It's when something is presented to you that has the potential of being very advantageous for you or for your family. I mean, it has the potential to increase the quality of life for you and maybe for others, but it's an opportunity. It's a doorway. And many times, you know, we miss it. Mm-hmm. We miss it. And one of the ways you could define an opportunity is a chance. That's all it is. It's a chant. It's a doorway. It's something that's momentary. It's maybe seasonal. You know what I mean? It comes, and before you know it, it goes. It doesn't last forever. And I'm reminded of what Steve Hill used to say. He says, an opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. And lifetimes of opportunities are short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're short. So you have to be able to seize them. And I'm reminded of scripture of Ephesians 5, Steve, where Paul clearly tells us, Ephesians 5, verse 15, be very careful then how you live. Not as the unwise, but as wise. Think about that. I mean, Paul takes the time to write and to tell us that we need to be careful, full of care. Oftentimes when accidents occur is because we were careless, which means we cared very less about what we were doing or maybe about what other people were doing. But Paul says, don't just be careful, be very careful how you do this thing called life. And we should do it in a wise way. And he goes on to say, making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I tend to think that Paul was a man, Steve, that lived life on purpose, not by accident. In fact, Paul said of his own life, he said, I've run the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've run the race.
When you live life on purpose, you can look at that at the end of your days with peace. And, you know, we were talking about during the break, and you look at the life of Jesus, he lived 33 years. And by the standards of today, it might not have been a long life.
Right.
But I will tell you that it was a fulfilled life, and he completed his purpose. And you look at it, it's just like, you know, you can have that prayer. It's like, God, I want to stand before you knowing that I accomplished everything that you marked out for me to do. Because we just talked about previously, Miles Monroe, is that there are 7 billion people on this planet. Mm. None of them are by accident.
No.
And it's just like, I don't want to live 90 years. I just want to live, and I want to do what God has called me to do and do it to the fullness of whatever that is and however long it takes.
Yeah. We don't necessarily need a long life. We need a fruitful life. Yeah. He says, I've chosen and appointed you to bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that remains. It's John 15, right? He appointed you to bear fruit. So production, fruitfulness must come out of our life. And we do that by abiding with God and taking notice of the things that we're doing and taking notice of the things that we're not doing. You know, a famous general used to say in battle, he said, there's 3 questions to evaluate what's going on. He says, you got to know, what are we doing? The second thing, you got to know, what's not happening, okay? And then the third thing is, how do I fix it? What, you know, so it's basically having a consciousness, knowing what's happening, what's not happening, and where do we go to fix it? And let me tell you, the only fixer is Jesus Christ. And that's why the importance of abiding and have a personal relationship where you can communicate with God, not just for so long, Steve, we talked about prayer as if it's a one-way communication. Oftentimes, new believers, we say, yeah, you got to pray. You got to talk to God. And we end it there. So prayer is a lot of times just giving God a list of things that we need him to do. Maybe we say a couple things that we're thankful for, and then it's pretty much, you know, over, right? But what about listening? You know, what about hearing him? How are we supposed to do what God's called us to do if we're not even hearing his voice?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you'll never see if you don't look, and you'll never hear if you don't put your ear to listen. And so we got to start being attentive to what is God saying. And I've come to the conclusion, Steve, that if you're spending time with God, for me, it's more important that I'm hearing what he's telling me than for him to hear what I'm telling him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to get some direction and wisdom and guidance as much as I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely need that wisdom, like you're saying, in regards to, you know, how do I live this life on purpose? And, you know, you're talking about, you know, seeing those opportunities and seeing the open doors in life, because it's just, there's nothing worse, like you said, than a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through life or have those moments of looking back and be like, I totally missed that. I totally missed the encounter or the dialogue that could have been. And it's just like, I missed it.
You'll be hard pressed today, Steve, to find anyone that doesn't recognize that we're living today in the last days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It could be your last day today, next month, or, you know, 10 years. What happens is that with missed opportunities, days become weeks, weeks become months, months become years, and years become a decade. And you look back and say, what happened? Where did the 80s go? You know, where did the 90s go? And here you are, and it's like, time is escaping me. Mm-hmm.
What did I do with it?
What did I do with it?
Yeah.
What did I do with this chance, this opportunity called life? And I think about Adam and Eve. You know, Adam and Eve had one of the greatest opportunities available to them. When we really think about that, God walked the cool of the garden, you know, walked in the garden, the cool of the day, and they had opportunity to spend time with God, and they blew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes we think about Adam and Eve in terms of, you know, eating the fruit, the forbidden fruit they were instructed not to eat, as something that they just casually fell over and got duped into doing. But when you think about this, and I don't know, my thoughts are, you know, if God gave you this entire garden to be in, and he said, stay away from that one thing, you know, maybe we would have pulled out some spray paint and drew some lines around it and made sure that we were, you know, at least 20 steps away from it, so that if we ever got close, we could, you know, it. To me, what I think about is that if they were able to take the fruit and eat it, they were way too close to a place that they shouldn't even been.
Mm-hmm.
Way too close. And when we fail, I think one of the greatest tragedies is when we look at Adam and Eve, and what we can learn from their encounter is that when you fail to recognize the opportunities that you have in life, Satan is very quick to present you with other opportunities that are not good. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing. Because let me tell you, Satan is a master at presenting you with shiny objects and getting you distracted to focus on things that you shouldn't be focused on, you know, touching things you shouldn't be touching and doing things that you shouldn't be doing. But if we know why we're here, you know, what, you know, why we're doing what we're doing, and we're living with intention, we're living with purpose, we understand that, you know, I've got things to do for God, and that my life has to bear fruit. How many people today are living with that type of understanding and mandate? Believers, that God requires that fruit comes out of my life.
I'd say very few, very few. And you look at it, it's just like, if you know what it is that you're designed for, and it's just like we were talking about before in regards to, you know, Miles Monroe says you're designed for a purpose. And as he said that, you think about it, you look at someone who designs an automobile, some for racing, some for show, some for common use, and whatever it is, there was a purpose behind it. Your life is designed for a purpose. And it's just like, if you understand that you have a purpose, the book of Proverbs says that a vision, when you have vision without it, people cast off restraint.
Yeah.
If you don't know why it is that you're doing what you're doing, if you don't have a focused target of what you're doing your life for, you don't know those distractions. You don't know, it just someone can say, hey, we're doing this, and you can say, well, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I've
got nothing going on.
And it's just like, why don't you have something to do? And it's just like, if you're 10 years old and you're wanting to start a business, or if you're a president of the United States, everyone has 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with the time that you're given? Everyone has that same gift. Time.
Think about it. We live in America, one of the blessed, most blessed land in the world, with so much opportunity, so many things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And why do so many people live below their potential, struggling and not maximizing all of the amazing resources that are there? When we get back from this break, we're going to share with you an inspiring story of a man that came all the way from a country in Asia, and just his amazing story of how he seized the opportunity and refused to let it go. Listen, the days are evil, and we want to avoid tomorrow's regrets today. As the people of God, we need to be ones that say, God, I'm appreciative of the life that you've given me, and I want to do all that I can in the time I have to do it. Talking about opportunity and making the most out of every one that we have, because we have a life filled with them, but I think about a man that I met from Vietnam, and he was living in a beautiful, gorgeous house, and we began to have a dialogue, and he was sharing with me about his life. And, you know, I love to hear people's story. One, I love people, and I always say that everyone has a story. Everyone may not be able to articulate it and share it, But you have a story. In fact, you know, we have a story on how we met Christ and made him the Lord of our lives. You can go to meetmyfather.org and read about more. We didn't share everything, but we shared enough that you can see the miraculous work in our lives. We needed Jesus, and believe me, I still do.
Oh, yeah.
But this man, Steve, he came from Vietnam in the 80s. He came with nothing but the clothes on his back and some flip-flops. And him and his family came, and it was a ministry that brought them over. And he started working in a city where he started washing dishes. He didn't know how to speak English. He was a grown adult, so he wasn't a child or anything. And he just started washing dishes. Well, before you know it, he started becoming a cook at a restaurant. And he became so good. Someone gave him an opportunity. Someone gave him a chance. And he seized that opportunity because he became so excellent, Steve, that he told me, he said, yeah, I've worked at every single Chinese restaurant in this city. I said, you have? How did you do that? He said, well, what happened was that all the owners of different Chinese restaurants, they would hear about the food that I was cooking. They'd come and eat at the restaurant, and then they would recruit me out of whatever restaurant I was in. And so I kept getting a raise as I kept getting promoted and kept getting an offer. Then he told me I had the opportunity to work offshore. And at first, they didn't want to hire me. My English was not that good. They were afraid that I could get hurt and or hurt someone else. And so he says, literally, I begged them. And I kept going again and again and again and again to be able to tell them, listen, I can do this. I'm qualified. All I need is a chance. All I need is an opportunity. Finally, they caved in and gave him that chance. Well, he became basically a master of his field in what he was working in, and he was able to earn a really good living and actually help his wife start a nail business. And so he's telling me this story, and I was just amazed. And he says that, listen, all I needed was an opportunity. All I needed was a chance. And I've, you know, over the years in different places I've lived, and particularly New Jersey, New York, and getting the chance to interact with so many people from different countries, I realized that a lot of people that come to our country, they don't understand why so many Americans are not doing the things that they really want to do. They've settled for jobs and careers and things that they don't really want to do, earning what they don't want to earn. Mm-hmm. And they've come with little to no education, but they've come to the land of opportunity and become huge success because they've invested in themselves and said, listen, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that has to stop. That narrative has to be that, listen, everyone can do something. We shouldn't be envious of those that come and seize the opportunity. We should go ahead and step up to it. And I wanted to share with you some things about opportunity that, you know, opportunity rewards those most generously who, one, begin to start looking for her. You know, if you don't look for opportunity, how will you know when she arrives? You got to start being able to open your eyes and start looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
This is who she basically rewards generously. The other thing you got to do is you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. You have to be willing to invest the hard work. I'm amazed, Steve, how many people think that just opportunities will come out of anywhere. I mean, God's favor and his grace, yes, is amazing. But how wonderful would it be for us to do the hard work and prepare ourselves for those opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
Many people miss them because they're not prepared. The other thing we need to do is be able to recognize them. You got to be able to know when an opportunity is a good opportunity and when an opportunity is a bad opportunity. I've seen that in business over the years where, you know, if you snooze, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what the market is doing, if you don't know where the market is going, if you don't have cash, capital ready to invest, these opportunities come and they go. Well, life is a lot like that. You have to be able to recognize an opportunity, and you'll begin to recognize them when you're looking for one, when you're preparing for one. And the last thing is you got to seize it. You've got to jump on it. You got to take it. But, you know, take the bull by the horn, as they say, and say, I'm not going to let this go. I think about Winston Churchill, and I think about something that he was quoted as saying. He said, listen, to every man there comes in his lifetime that special moment when he is figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a very special thing, unique to him and fitted for his talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds him unprepared or unqualified for the work which would be his finest hour. Listen, church, God has these opportunities for us to lined up, and we want to be ready to jump in and say, here I am. I want you to watch Richard Edens. He was a man who lost a limb, and he had a choice. I can say, hey, I've got one leg, and I'll just sit here, or I can use what God's given me, take this opportunity, and glorify God with it. Watch this.
That you might be edified, lifted up in the earth. Father God, let us come together as men and women of God and give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for you alone are worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
What's going on with you, son? You got hit by a car.
Start speaking to that man. Tell it to heal. With your stripes, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement about what peace was upon you. And with your stripes, with his stripes, you are healed. Not might be, not going to be. You already healed. It just don't look like it yet. We're waiting for the manifestation. Like me, I tell my leg, grow in Jesus' name. Now what the word say? Either you believe the word or a doctor. You believe the word, don't you? See, the word has to be the final authority in your life. And you have just one.
Amazing, Richard Edens. Listen, making the most of every opportunity. This is our time. Mm-hmm. It's what the Bible tells us. Listen, we don't want to just look back and let time fly and just leave us. We want to get in the game and do all that we can for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. No more complaining.
Oh, yes.
No more wishing this or wishing that. Lord, we're thankful and we're going to be grateful, and we're going to do all that we can with what you've given us. In fact, let's take this time to pray. Pray for us as we need your prayers. Let's join together. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can be aware, that we can have an awakening, a consciousness, Lord, and be appreciative of everything that you've supplied us. Father, we take every opportunity today, Lord, and may we live a life that glorifies you. Give us the grace, the wisdom, the vision, and everything that we need to say, I'm not a victim, I want to be a victor, and I want to use what I have for your glory. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.